Hello, everyone, and thank you for stopping by the Meditations and Music podcast. We live in an age of information, and something that happens on the other side of the world could be known to us in just a matter of minutes. I love the technology that makes that possible, but in some ways, the more information we have, the greater the tendency we have to experience anxiety. This week, I spent some time meditating on Psalm 118, verse 24, and I saw a strategy in that verse that I think is helpful in dealing with anxiety, and I want to share that with you in this podcast, so don't go away. Psalm 118:24 reads, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." So I want to break this verse down into three parts and meditate with you on each one. And of course, the first part is, "This is the day." And I notice that the psalmist focused on one day, today. And notice with me, there are two definite pronouns. I guess one of them is actually an article, but it says, "This is the day." He wasn't focusing on yesterday or tomorrow, but on today. And sometimes anxiety is caused in our lives when we think about what might happen in the future. We worry about what might happen tomorrow or next week or next year, and we lose our focus on today. I love the words of Jesus in Matthew 6:34. "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Years ago, I served a church, and there was a man in that church who used to wear a t-shirt that said, "Why worry about tomorrow when you probably won't make it through today?" And of course, that was a joke, but there was a certain amount of truth to that. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. We have enough to be concerned about today without worrying about tomorrow. And so sometimes anxiety comes into our lives when we're consumed by what happened not only in the future, or what we think might happen in the future, but what we have experienced in the past, what has happened in our past. You know, the past is done, and we cannot change it. So one thing we can do to minimize anxiety in our lives is to focus on one day, this day. And then the next phrase is, "which the Lord hath made." You will notice that that word "Lord" is in all capital letters. It translates a word that means the eternally self-existent one who needs nothing or no one, the one from whom everything else comes. He is the all-wise creator and sustainer of the universe, and he is the one who's designed and made this day for us. And you know, this day is overflowing with the fresh mercies of God. Jeremiah wrote in Lamentations 3:21 through 24, he said, "This I recall to mind, and therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him." The faithful, wise, good, and merciful God has made this day for me. All that I have to enjoy came from his kind heart and his gracious hand. And this is true for you too. Just let that sink in. What blessings are you enjoying this day? What provisions are in your life this day? And while it is true, there may be some difficulties and suffering in this day, if you're a child of God, you can rest assured He's working even those things together for your good. So when we focus on the truth that all our days are designed and created for the good of those who love Him and who are the called according to His purpose, we can have any anxiety that we might have replaced with His peace. So how should we respond to this wonderful truth that God has designed and made this day for us? Well, that brings us to the last phrase of the verse. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Notice that the psalmist uses the plural pronoun we. He was not living his life in isolation, but he was doing life with others. It's so important that we're cultivating healthy relationships with others in our fight against anxiety. And then notice he said, we will. Rejoicing and being glad is an act of the will. It's a choice that we make in light of the truth of God's word. When we focus on one day at a time and understand that the eternally existent, all-powerful, all-wise, loving God has designed each day for us, we can choose to rejoice and be glad. And that is the strategy in this verse that will help us in our fight against anxiety. Well, I hope this brief meditation has been a blessing to you. And if it has, I hope you'll click that like button, comment, and share it with others. Until next time, I trust this day finds you gladly rejoicing in the goodness and mercy of God. And if you've not already done so, please subscribe.